Hello, all my well-rested players. This is the Dominion League Panda Podcast. I am your host, Strumpf, and this is the episode 4, January 13th, Friday the 13th, 2023. New year again. Incredible. It's been a while, hasn't it? Well, I guess technically it hasn't because there was this whole calendar business, but well, you know what I mean. It's been a while since we've had a regular schmegular episode. So let's find out if I can still do it. We're close to the end of League Season 55. Can you believe it? Because I can't. All right. Let's see. Kazumaru 0828 is leading A division at the moment and only needs one last match to seal the deal, which they will play against Terracubist at 3 a.m. on Saturday. Terracubist is sitting on last place right now, but with two matches left to play, they can still avoid demotion. Xerix and NASmith99 are safely staying in A, while JNails will be playing in B should he choose to return next season. Mixinuk, of course, has to wait for the outcome of Terra's matches to find out whether or not he'll stay in A. Yurika Mome wins B1 division, congratulations! AK3 dominated B2 with two clean sweeps and no losses. He finishes an extraordinary season with 78% wins. Incredible. Jontz is in the lead of C1 as of now. Hi, Jontz! But still has to play two matches and is looking to make 7 points in order to win the division. Micah the Debater finishes a strong season with 67% in number 1 of C2. Triple Range Merge clinched promotion in C3 with 70% wins. Brian is currently in first position of C4 but needs to play two more matches to solidify his position. Over in D tier, Bitter Worm Coil is in first position of D1 but also has to play two more matches. Kateri and Namek promote in D2. Congratulations! Cat with 67% wins. Yoifuro is in the lead of D3 with two matches still to be played. And Swordfish Trombone wins D4 with 67% wins as well. Congratulations! Over in E tier, Leopard Krone wins E1, Oscar Eigenram wins E2 with a very impressive 80% win rate. DVD Ing and Helby have to play their final match for promotion from E3. Beef 5162 is currently leading E4 but has two matches still to play. Clam Chowder won E5 by half a point over Sporting Elijah. They finish with 67 and 68% wins each. Austina is in the lead of E6, Singlety is in the lead of E7, and Plagu wins E8. Congrats, everyone! The Grand Championship Tournament of German League took place on December 28th and 29th, but as it was a group stage and double elimination happening, things are far from over and we are still waiting for the big finale. The 32 highest ranking available players entered the group stage on day one and are 8 group winners: UExodus, Tufte, Snicker97, Two Duffman, Chestic, Bienchen1, Negative and El Taco started day 2 in the winner's bracket. UExodus won against Snickers in the quarterfinals and against Negative in the semis and then had to wait for the winner of the loser's bracket. Down there, Snickers won his quarterfinal against Bintian and the semi against Two Duffman, but was defeated by Negative in the loser's final. So, Negative is back in the running for the title of German Dominion Champion 2022 in the grand finale, again against UExodus. I don't know when the finale will take place, but I'm sure we will be informed. Good luck to both formidable players! For my personal weekend games, I am playing my last league match this season Tuesday night instead of tonight, which was the original plan. And I'm very, very nervous. I'm very nervous. I don't know. I had like a bad, bad stretch in November where, I don't know, motivation was very low and I felt very bad about my play in general, even when I won, which was exhausting. And this season it went better, but I'm still, I don't know. I find it hard to like overcome anxiety. And well, yep. So I don't know. I'm nervous. So for the preview, today at 19 UTC, today is Friday, Friday the 13th, at 19 UTC, Johns will play the Med BK for C1, and at midnight, Shar will play Jund Grizz for League C. Then at the same time, Pizza Planet will play Derpa for League D, although who can tell? There are three different matches, or three different times listed for this match. So I don't know if it has happened already or when it will happen. Anyway, there is another League D match at 2 UTC tomorrow. That's Adam HV Yoifuro. Then at 3 UTC, Terracubist will play Kazumaru OA28 for League A, as I've already told you. At 15 UTC, Taipa Europea will play Chestic for League D, German Derby. And Akuchi will play Lemon Spawn for League B at 16 UTC. I believe Lemon Spawn can still avoid demotion if he wins this match. Then Bitter Worm Coil will play Chimera for League D, also at 16 UTC. And then there's a League Town Hall at 18 UTC, which is going to be interesting. I think it's going to be about the benchmarks. And at 19 UTC, Shad will play Furcoal for League B, and Spiraler will play Galaxy for League C. Then on Sunday, Spiraler will play Chance at 19 UTC for League C. Makos will play Brian for League C as well at 20 UTC, and at 23 UTC, Bitter Worm Coil will play Derpa for League D. And then Monday, 18 UTC, Shara will play Cyrusk for League C. And on Wednesday at 1 UTC, Zmobi will play Persimmon for League C. And that's all for now. So, in Spec Chat, I share thoughts on any given piece of media I've consumed over the week that is strictly non-Dominion related. So, I like puzzles. And I spent a lot of time last week on a puzzle that my boyfriend's sister gave him for Christmas. It's Lego figurine faces. So it's mostly yellow and it's so tricky. I don't think I've ever had to use the box of a puzzle this much before, ever, ever, ever. It's a standard 1,000 pieces. I started with glasses and then facial hair and then mouths, and in the end, there will only be the spaces between faces left, and it's going to be so tricky. I haven't counted the number of faces on this puzzle, but there are a lot. And what I find truly upsetting is the fact that some of the faces are on there twice and even thrice. So, the problem with puzzles, though, is that I tend to be very obsessed. So just the fact that it's laying there on the table, it's a magnet. I can't not puzzle. It's a panda trap! So, yeah, Lego puzzles. Mean! And now I've got a little snippet from my conversation with Donald X for the advent calendar for you that didn't make it into the doors.
The end.
Where did the... Where did the debt icon come from? Or the symbol for debt?
Well, the red coin on my prototypes is just the coin, but in red.
Yeah. No, I mean the one...
I wrote a little computer program to tint it.
Amazing.
And the coin was just some coin I Googled. You know, I Googled coins in 2006 and, you know, found this one and said, good enough.
Yeah. Looks Roman to me. I meant like
The one on the actual cards now?
Yes.
That symbol is because there were significant limitations on what we could get in metal tokens.
Yeah.
And we only had, you could have them very lightweight tokens that were painted and could be any color you wanted. But Jay worried that people wouldn't like them because they were used to the heavy metal tokens, really feel like you've got something. Mm-hmm. And so the metal tokens we were using, there were only like three colors. So we were stuck there. We used, I guess, is it four colors? No, three or four colors. And so we didn't really have a choice. We couldn't get like the red we wanted. It was just, it had to be that color. And like, as to like why it's a hexagon, I don't know that it had to be. I think probably we could have shaped it whatever way. And I don't remember why a hexagon. Like, obviously we wanted it to be different from the coins and the victory point tokens. I don't know today. I don't know that we would do that. I think we would probably just use the coin tokens and have a mat. But because then, you know, when you have multiple expansions, you have plenty of tokens for whatever it is you need them for. It's less of a worry. I don't remember. Don't remember why it's hexagon. But the color, it's because there were not very many choices.
That's how it goes.
They would have been deep red. Even, you know, a red coin could have been fine. All right, so that's capital. I don't think there's more to say.
I think that
about
was,
capital
that was plenty.
All right, well, some of these will be way more involved than others.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, people are going to they're not going to listen to everything all at once, right? They're going to listen every day.
One a day.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's perfectly fine if like some of these are shorter and some of these are longer. I'm having a good time, so
excellent.
All right, you wanna tell me about capitalism? And that's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Discord for feedback. I am @Strumpf, and I'll catch you all next time. The game has ended. Bye!